This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Colorado's Attorney General's Office urged a federal judge to reject the Trump administration's unprecedented bid to free Tina Peters yesterday. The imprisoned former Mesa County clerk embraced Trump's lies that he won the 2020 election. The U.S. Justice Department has asked the federal court to carefully consider Tina Peters' case and was reviewing whether her prosecution in state court was politically motivated. Colorado's Attorney General told the judge the review should be thrown out because the federal government had not produced any evidence of potential wrongdoing. A congressman is sounding the alarm over proposed Trump administration health cuts. CPR health reporter John Daly has more.
Democratic Representative Jason Crow represents the state's 6th district. He toured labs at CU Anschutz Medical Campus and met with scientists.
Teams researching how to cure blindness, how to treat diabetes, how to stop the transmission of infectious diseases, just to name a few. All of these things would be catastrophically impacted if some of the proposed cuts actually go through.
Crow says patients will experience negative consequences. The cuts promise to stall medical breakthroughs statewide, including things like research into Down syndrome at CSU and asthma treatment at National Jewish Health. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The U.S. Center for Safe Sport has parted ways with CEO Jerise Colon. Her departure is the latest sign of a crisis, which began after an investigator was charged with rape. The resignation is an abrupt end to a tenure that began in 2019 when she was hired to the Help Center, which was established to combat sex abuse in Olympic sports. Showers and thunderstorms are developing this afternoon across a large chunk of the state. Hail and damaging winds are possible in the eastern plains. This is CPR News and KRCC.